Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. You know, a guy's in the off season. He can't just have a free day to go to Grand Oaks, enjoy the golf club, play with his buddies, have a couple cold ones.
Who's telling you that?
Well, that's Jeff Darning. He's at your club.
I think, you know, he does all these hits on ESPN. Half the time, I think he does them from the locker room at Grand Oaks.
He's got something set up.
While he's sifting through all the swag that the golfers give him.
Oh, man. Hey, Jeff Darlington joins us. Jeff, how you doing, bud?
Hey, I learned very early from Joe.
That's a bad one. I got to tell you, you are good, man. I'm turning on. We're getting ready to watch a major golf tournament, and there you are, brother. I got to tell you, and I had to text you because I love that stuff. And Scottie Scheffler, and you went through the whole Scottie Scheffler thing a year ago. Have you guys, like, become friends a little bit off that whole thing?
Yeah, we do have a little connection, yeah. For sure. Like, I was new to golf. That was only the second tournament that I'd ever covered. And, like, it definitely helped me get to know every single golfer. Much better. I remember walking into the tent after the media tent, the later that day, and Xander Schauffele goes, "What's up, paparazzi?" Yeah.
I can imagine all those guys coming to you going, "Hey, what happened? What was going on out there?" You're a direct source of information. Yeah.
So again, like I don't know these. I think they're all football fans, which has been like a big help for me. But like, so they kind of seem like they're somewhat familiar with me, but like I don't know them.
Yeah.
So they're. They're making the turn. Bryson DeChambeau is making the turn on that Friday after Scottie had gotten arrested. And I'm standing like against these ropes by the media tent, and DeChambeau is going from 9 to 10. And he sees me standing on the side of the ropes, and there's cameras everywhere. I mean, it's the Friday of a major championship. DeChambeau is in the hunt. And DeChambeau walks over to me, and he goes, "Hey, so was that crazy this morning?" And I'm like, Bryson, it was. And he goes, "So, like, Scotty dragged the cop?" And I'm like, "Bryson, let's, there's cameras everywhere." I'm like, "Bryson, let's catch up after the round, huh?"
Crazy. So here's what happens. So I see Jeff on opening day for the Dolphins, right? And that's the day when Tyreek, thing.
Oh, God.
So after that, they go, everyone's going, "Hey, if Darlington's somewhere, something bad's going to happen."
That's right.
Oh, Jeff.
A lot of my friends thought that morning that I was the one who was kind of, me and Scotty were out late. Something went wrong where I was the reason for his arrest.
About 5 or 6 years ago, that could have been the case, though. But
not anymore, man.
Not anymore, for sure. It is crazy, though, Jeff. You went through two huge stories. I mean, what happened on opening day with Tyreek Hill is like, this can't be real. I thought somebody was really pranking us. And then on top of that, yeah. the best golfer in the world is getting arrested. By the way, gets out in time to get his round. He shoots under par. Yeah. Got to be the greatest round of golf coming right out of jail to do that. Unbelievable.
He's awesome, man. Yeah, he probably would have won the whole thing if his arm was pretty bruised up from the officer pulling on it out of the car. He was like in a lot of pain that next day. Hey, but that was crazy, man.
Jeff, so here we are. Dolphins going through it. I'm guessing a lot of teams. Everybody asked me, and you would know more. Guys that aren't happy with their contracts or have outplayed their contracts. We got a couple guys with Dolphins. Is this going on all over the league? Is there a lot of this?
Yeah, I mean, yes. It's all circumstantial, obviously. A lot of guys, you know, between – like nobody wants to play their final year of their deal anymore. It's not just like, are my contract's about to expire and we're in negotiations. Like all these guys want right. to get paid before their final season, and that's where it gets sticky. And ultimately, you know, I think that there's enough protections. Now, I'm very player, I always pro player, support the player, get as much money as you can. There are, though, from a team perspective, when it gets a little out of hand, like there's plenty of protections. It's pretty hard these days to hold out. A lot of those fines are not refundable anymore. So generally speaking, I think most of those things get absolved by get resolved, I should say, by training camp.
You know, I came to the conclusion a number of years ago, it may have been a dozen years ago now, that and it was a year when Tampa was up against the cap, and they started making these moves and picked up four or five really big-time players. And I said, you know what? This salary cap can be manipulated, squeezed, pushed, any way you want. So yeah. At this point, I don't really even concern myself with the salary cap, yeah. because if there's a will, there's a way.
You can,
find a way to massage it and make it work.
Yeah, I think for like when you have like a long-term play, listen, if you have the quarterback, you're good.
Yeah.
Like you can figure out everything else. You have a weakness, you figure it out. I mean, you definitely have to draft well and take advantage of the rookie wage scale because, you know, getting those rookies on those first few years, I mean, that's such a important component, but
half of it's a waste.
That's true too. It's a credit card though. You basically get a credit. Everything is a credit card. You know, you could spend money like you're in college on it, and just you know, push the can down the road, and hopefully you get a decent job out of school.
Hey Jeff, we were talking yesterday. Mike came out on Tuesday. Mike McDaniel, head coach for the Dolphins.
Oh, nice.
And your buddy, your guy you might know a little bit as well as anybody. But he said, hey, we got to play young guys. I was glad to hear it. He said, hey, we got to play this the way this game is structured now for different reasons. You got to draft guys and you got to play them.
Yeah,
you can't wait.
I agree with
you. Get them on the cheap. And I wish, hey, I'd be aboard with this. Still got to win games, but we're going to be a lot younger team this year. You think the Dolphins have to take a step back to get these guys ready? That's the big question.
No, I mean, I think that that's also circumstantial. I think that's a sign that Mike feels good about the young guys. You don't say that unless it's all about what guys are in your room. And I do know that Mike is pretty bullish on the young guys. And also, you know, he wants this team to be tougher. He gets it. Like, he understands the narratives that exist and the truth behind a lot of them, whether it's being tougher, more disciplined, like understanding what, like a lot of times there's narratives around teams that are, you know, garbage for whatever reason. They're kind of fictitious. I think that the narrative around this team last year held a lot of truth in it. And the best thing I can say about Mike is that he is so adaptable when it comes to a lot of those things. There's a lot of coaches that will go down with their ship, and we have seen it in Miami plenty of times. Like, I remember Cam Cameron, like, refused to change anything. And it was like, dude, this is not going to end well.
No.
Yeah. And he just, like, you know, I always remember the Frank Sinatra song, all these head coaches are, I'm going to do it my way. Like, I don't care. I'm going to die my way. And Mike is not that guy. And I think that he recognized that this needs to be a tougher team. You can't just simply rely on speed. And I think he sees that in the younger guys on this team right now, particularly in the trenches. And he's willing to change.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Change.
I agree with you on that. And I agree that play with all these guys. And I think this is from a top to bottom draft. I've been more excited about this draft from top to bottom than I have in a number of years. You know, you get the top guys, and then who is this guy? But it seems like they've done a good job of filling. But now both him and Chris Greer are skating on thin ice right now.
Yeah,
and so that's got to, you know, I don't care, and I agree with you and Mike. I think he's very analytical from everything, play calling. I wish he'd take the music off the practice field. But
there he goes. There's that old guy moment. He hit us with the old guy moment.
I think he's adapting to these to this role with these younger players.
Yeah.
But is there enough time for him?
That's a good question. I mean, time is definitely not on their side right now in a lot of ways, but I think, yes, there is, personally. This league is such that – listen, if the offensive line, to me, is the key to this whole season.
Yeah.
I personally think that if that offensive line protects, it changes everything. I think Tua is easily a top 10 quarterback in the league if that line protects him, gives him the proper time to make the throws, and keeps him healthy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that, and I also will tell you that from talking to Mike, he is very bullish on this offensive line.
He should be.
Yeah. Do you think this is quietly going to be, behind the scenes? I know that he thinks that this offensive line is underrated. He thinks they're a bunch of dogs. They are in there grinding this offseason in a way that he hasn't seen before. I'm with you. I do understand that the pressure is on. I think he knows that. But I also think you can flip the switch. We've seen it in this league plenty of times. I mean, look at, the Commanders last year. Yes, it was because of Jaden Daniels. Yeah. But they made some key changes at positions that we don't talk about all the time. And as a result, they ended up in the playoffs.
Jeff, we appreciate you coming on. Spent a few minutes before going out there and trying to hit that driver straight. But Jalen Ramsey, he's got to go, right? That's not – there's no chance he's coming. Can we find a place for him?
Yeah, I think so. I was talking to some people the other day, and that is going to happen, that trade. I mean, as far as the Dolphins are concerned, that trade is going to eventually take place. I think we all expected June 1st to come and midnight to strike and the trade gets announced. Greer doesn't feel that urgency to just unload him. There's no incentive. Like, once you reach June 1st, between now and training camp, there's no incentive to do anything faster than you need to. So, Sean McVay has publicly stated that he would love to have Ramsey back. I know there's interest elsewhere. I'm not saying they're going to get crazy compensation, but I am saying that they're going to get the right offer to be able to unload the contract and move on from Ramsey.
So let me ask you the important thing. When you tee it up on that first tee today, do you tend to slice the ball? Or let me say, do you tend to fade the ball, or do you tend to draw the ball?
It's a little baby draw. You know, I was just telling my buddy as we're driving out, I last week, and every golfer knows this feeling, on like the 15th hole, I found something.
Yeah.
I can't wait to try it out.
Yeah, you're like me. You're like me. I've thrown 12 clubs around the golf course, and I get to the 17th hole, and I hit a good shot. I go, oh, man, that's what I was doing wrong.
I'm telling you, man, I can't wait to get out of here. I found it. But you know what the funny thing is? You know what I think I found? So my friends all say the same thing. Like, I'm like a really good golfer on like the first like seven holes. And I drink too much. I get too distracted. And they all say, my whole neighborhood says the same thing. Like, you have the best swing in the neighborhood. You have the focus of a seven-year-old. Like, I cannot stay dialed in. Yeah. But I'm not really that interested. I just want to have a good time. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I'm really bad now. I can barely play. And
you tried to get me to freaking go out there and play.
I can't hit the ball very far. But you know what? You know what gets me out there? Is it's the only place where I smoke cigars. And I get in that golf cart. I hit up a cigar, and I don't care what happens after that.
Hey, it's so true. I would never smoke cigars otherwise. We got to go. I can talk to you.
No. I got to ask you real quickly. Adam Gase. We got to get an Adam Gase update. Is he out there hitting it?
No, he's out there every day.
He's a good golfer. And I'll tell you what, man. Oh, he's gotten much better. And I say that because I said something on some other podcast somewhere about his – and he got so mad at me.
Well, let me tell you about
it. You're going to hear this, too.
Let me tell you about Adam. Adam, he's out there every day.
Yes,
that's right.
He first starts playing, and he goes right to the – what are those clubs, the PSG or whatever they are?
Yeah.
You know, those custom-made. Yeah. He goes right to the top of the line. And I'm talking to him one day, and I said, yeah, he's playing. He goes, and he's got a simulator in his house.
What?
Right, he's got a golf simulator.
Oh, he took it next level.
No, he's all in, man. He's like
happy,
all
though.
In.
Let me just tell you something.
No, he's very
about
happy.
Adam.
Very happy.
Listen, Adam is like, I don't care what you want to say about it down here in South Florida. Like, you would love him. Everybody,
he's great.
He came back to South Florida.
Everybody likes Adam Gase. Yes.
You know what the other thing about him is? That is his happy place out there. You know, he's a curmudgeon. You know, all the things. He gets out there. He's like, hey, Bill. Hey, Bob. How you doing, Larry? Like.
So the first time I see I'm out there playing, and they're on two, they're on two, and I'm coming down that par five, which is what eight or whatever, and so I see Adam, I go over, and he's with Vic Fangio, right? And when they first hired Vic, and you talk about curmudgeons, you first hired Vic. And so I say, hey Adam, what's going on? He goes, so he introduces me to Vic. Yeah. Now here's what he says. He goes, hey, Vic, Kim Bocan, we play for the Dolphins. I go, hey, Vic, are you going to jam the tight ends this year? He goes, oh, Jesus Christ. And so he never talked to me again after
Bo hit him with something again from 1985 about jamming the tight end.
Well, I figured he was an old man, so I figured he figured not know what I was talking about.
Hey, Jeff, man, this has been great. Really appreciate it, man. And thanks
no
for
problem,
coming on. Hit it straight. What do you think? 18 holes? I'm thinking 10 pars. A birdie or
we'll
two,
see, man. I found something in the game.
I think you're an 86 today. I think you're an 86 today.
I'm 84 to 86 every single time I play, no matter what.
Are you really
good or bad? Yeah, I'm about an 8 handicap.
He gets all the best equipment from all these golfers.
Oh no, I know. Oh no, I see him
throwing balls.
I see who he walks in Monday night football. I see him out in front with one of the best golfers. I see it.
I am available. I am available. you're talking about JT. Yeah, I played with JT several months ago.
Yeah.
I had to give him 11 strokes. He played left-handed every single hole. played left-handed. I had to give him 11 strokes through 9 holes. I played lights out at Grove. I shot a 38. On the front nine, he played left-handed. I was only up one.
Come on.
Is he as good of a guy as I think he is?
He's the best. The best. Yeah.
He was great tonight. I met him. I couldn't believe it. He was cool as hell, Jeff, bringing these guys.
Remember Marino was in the suite. Marino goes, hey, dude, that's Justin Effin Thomas. And I go, yeah, Dan, and you're Dan Effin Marino.
Hey, Jeff, thank you, man. Hit it straight, later, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good. See you.
Jeff Darlington. He's got great stories. I hate bug the guy, man. He is. Now he got in with the golf group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
Now he's.
You know, we've talked about this. You know, he's really good at what he does. And look, he seems like a happy-go-lucky guy, but he puts the work in.
This
you
guy?
Know, no, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
He puts the work in.
He's as good a reporter.
No doubt.
And by the way, he keeps relationships and yet still
that's
can
what
critique
I was gonna say.
And give you inside information. Yeah. But he does in a way that
The best,
you might not like it, but you're not pissed at.
Yeah, he's the best at.
You haven't figured that
cultivating
out.
Cultivating guy? No, I always go back. You know me.
You and that music. All right, hey, we got to go to break. We got more. Kim Bocamper with us. We've got a lot more stuff here this morning to get to here as Goldie will join us from Edmonton at 9 o'clock this morning. Get a feel for last night after Panthers had a 3-1 lead and end up losing in overtime on a power play goal by Edmonton, lose 4-3. So only one. Got to win four. I do want to tell you about a guy that's really important. He goes by the name The Main Man. Now, listen, a lot of guys go, oh, that's my main man right there. No. There's one main man. His name is Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. And the reason he's the main man, because you have a business and you want to sell it, he's got a buyer for it, and he's going to get you a lot of money and get you into retirement or whatever else you might want to do. The main man is aggressive. He's a marketing machine and ready to help you. So, you're getting close, huh? You're getting up this morning and you're already just dreading going into this business you've built up. And maybe you're tired of the stress. And maybe you're tired of the risk. And maybe you're tired of the competition. Are you tired of all the employees? Or are you just tired of being tired every Friday night complaining about what you're doing? If this is the case, you need to call Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. He'll sit down. Evaluate your company, $2,500 value to you for free. Call him 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the guy you'll deal with. Nobody else in the office. The main man is yours. Visit on the web at themainman.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.